I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
On 92.9 The Game, we start off every day and every hour saying, hey, man, we're hanging out at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. That's right, where they will have the national championship game tonight, of course, on all the TVs. And I think a little bit of a shocker coming off the weekend. Mike, we'll talk plenty about it. Houston. And it's a redemption story, guys. They're trying to capture something they've not been able to do for many, many years, and they've had great teams taking on Florida from the SEC. I think we're going to get a really entertaining game tonight, and Mike and I are done at 6 tonight. So come on through if you're in the area up here, Bear Parkway, guys. We'd love to get a chance to see you. How was your weekend, bro?
Good, man. Got some work in, played some G. Like a lot of folks, if you were in that storm yesterday, and holy cow. Woke up this morning, it was still going on. Animals are walking two by two up 85, man. Yet it was a bit funky. But I'm at this point now where I guess, Carl, my transformation being my father is complete. We really could use the rain.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
All right, if you say that, you should be punched in the head.
Yeah.
Okay, that's old fart stuff.
It is.
I mean, but we really could use the rain.
We could use the rain.
Saw it down. Anyway, how was your weekend, bro?
It was good. You know, I'm with you. Sunday, man, was like a super lazy day because it started raining early, and it was one of those deals where, you know, everybody's kind of laying around, and I got caught up on all my shows. And then last night, which we'll talk about, the final episode of The White Lotus. It was like an hour and 30-minute episode.
Got to be honest. I was arguing with Steak and Sandra earlier in the run, saying the first three episodes put me to sleep.
Yeah.
I was like, where's the action?
I enjoyed it.
It was kind of a slow burn, but it did definitely, for those that have HBO, I know some of you guys go, I ain't rich like you ain't got no HBO. I'm sorry. Some folks do. You can read about it, or maybe HBO Max. But, yeah, the last four, man, it really popped.
It did. It did.
And it was a pretty good payoff.
Yeah, the one part last night, and again, we'll give it a couple of days because many of you may or may not have seen it,
right.
Maybe recorded it. But I got into this White Lotus, you know, from the first season. And every season is independent of itself, right? But that moment, Mike, it was almost like watching Empire Strikes Back when you find out what's really going on.
Right.
And it was like, what? What is he doing? Like, it was, oh, my God. So there's a moment. You know what I'm talking about if you've seen it. If not, I'll let you check it out. But that's kind of what I did, man, last night. Had a great weekend. We hope you did, too. Enjoyed the Final Four on Saturday. And I went to bed because I got to get up early Sunday to do this national show. When I went to bed, Houston Cougars were down 14 points.
Right.
And I literally told Michelle, I was like, well, you know, another disappointment for the Cougs. And full disclosure, you know, for 10 years I called their games. And so I still know a lot of people there and know a lot of folks who support that program. But, Mike, I was like, well, Duke's a better team. And this was my concern. Like, oh, I don't think they can handle Duke. Wake up early Sunday morning, and I'm like, what do you mean they came back? And then got a chance to see how they came back. Guys, Duke's up 7 points with like 35 seconds to play.
Well, in addition to that, I mean, think about it, being up 14 with just about 8 minutes to go, they went almost 5 full minutes without scoring.
Yes.
And it's funny because, like you, I read a lot of stuff, and it was funny. Some, depending on where the writer was from, well, Duke took their foot off the gas. I don't think Duke took their foot off the gas. I think Houston just stifled them with their defense. And these are teams that have got guys. Who's it played for? Baylor, you know, on the Houston squad?
Crier.
So these guys have been in big moments. I thought, you know, Cooper Flagg, you were kind of waiting for that Larry Bird moment. It's ironic. Larry Bird, of course, loses to Magic in the championship. This guy goes out in the semi, probably going to have, hopefully, an amazing NBA career. But Duke, and I don't think they choked. I think Houston took it.
I did too.
I mean, sometimes we get into sports and it's always that zero-sum argument. They choked. They won it. Well, yeah, Duke got tight, but I think Houston just took it.
Tonight we'll see who's able to take it. And Florida, again, I think they're favored by 1 point, and they've been so good all year. If you've not seen the Gators play, and if you're not a Gator fan, I get it. A lot of people, Auburn fans, were hitting me up over the weekend. I just want to see Florida lose. Well, they handled business, and now they're in the national championship game.
Thought Auburn could handle it. I thought Auburn was going to pull it off.
So did
they. They were hanging in there. It was such a – felt like it was going to go down to the last possession. And then, again, the clutch thing kicks in. But Houston's got 18-game win streak. I'm rolling with Houston tonight.
I know, man. I feel like this is – after that win on Saturday, it's like their time. They've had heartbreak throughout the years. Clyde Drexler, Dream, and, you know, Elvin Hayes lost to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I mean, like, all of these moments, and now it's like, okay, maybe this is their time. And, Mike, we talk about this. Sometimes teams are destined, right? And you just go, all right, it's their moment. We're going to get a chance to see. As far as the Braves, listen, I know that many of you are still like, what the hey? We scored 10 runs on Friday. We score no runs on Saturday. Sunday was a rainout. And, Mike, we go 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position on Saturday. Here we are again against the Marlins team, and we look like we did against the Padres and the Dodgers. There is concern.
Yeah, and I went to the game on Friday after we left the show at Murph's, and great to see the bats come alive. And it was sort of like a couple of big rallies late in the game, too. They blew it wide open. And great to see Schwellenbach looking so – I mean, Schwellenbach, I mean, is right there. Him and Chris Sale, 1-2. We don't know when we're going to see Lopez again this season. But Schwellenbach looked great. Bats come alive. Olsen goes yard. And then we get right back in the same rut. On Saturday, we can't get A.J. Smith-Schaubert to give you 5 innings.
No.
I mean, hell, I could have brought Charlie Morton back for $18 million and could have gotten that every night. So that's frustrating. And you just now you look at the Phillies, and it's a little more daunting than taking on the Marlins. An off night for the Braves to think about it, I don't know what you do. Does Hires, the hitting coach, get down to videotape, and that's what these guys do, or just get away from it? Either way, very strange. And look, you do get to a point. We can always joke around and say, well, you know, teams have had 7-game losing streaks. They've gone on to the playoffs. But certainly you get to a point where you're looking at a pretty big lead against whoever's winning this division.
Well,
you know, or the wild card, if not the division.
Well, right now it's the Phillies. And you know, they're up next. And so you talk about the Phillies tomorrow, who are in first place right now in the NL East. The good news is, and I'm trying to put some light on this, right? Because to be honest with what we're saying to you guys is we've had one game since the season
started. Where
we look
like the old Braves.
That's it. One game. And we've gone now through three series. Now, that game will be made up in August against the Marlins. But the other part of this is Strider pitched 5 1/3 on Friday night down in Gwinnett. And everybody, that's a positive. Didn't give up any home runs or runs for that matter. Didn't give up any hits. Strider is going to be – this is going to be a breath of fresh air once he gets back.
Right.
And then the other thing that happened, you know, last night, today, Mike, I guess, is Sean Murphy has been activated. And I love this because this tells me exactly what I was hoping. They have a lot of confidence in Drake Baldwin. He stays up. Mm-hmm. Chadwick Trump
– goes back down.
Goes back down. Let the kid play.
Right.
Let him get some at-bats up here in the bigs, man. And so I'm happy about that. But outside of that, I get it. The struggle is real. And some people, you know, the other night we scored 10 runs when you were at the game on Friday night. And I went and met Alex, by the way, and Steve for a steak. They were sending you pictures, and we were laughing because they were like, Mike's either – he's either tore up or he's not answering. What's the deal?
Les, I got to tell you, there's new gastronomical options. They created this little alley there beyond where the Chop House is. Had a $16 hot dog.
How big is it?
It's – basically regular size.
Oh.
It's nothing. I got to tell you, there was a lot of lines, like a huge crowd. And so me, the dude, Don, yeah, you know what? You want to try one of these gourmet hot dogs? It wasn't worth no $16. I'll tell you more about it in Guy Talk.
Okay.
And yeah, you know what? I got two. You know what? If there's a heaven, my father's up there going, you idiot. $16? You, that's stupid. It's extravagant.
I thought you were going to say it was like a super foot long or something.
No, it was nothing special. It was a big waste of great nothing.
All right. Yeah, that's disappointing.
And I'm not trying to, and I'm sure there's some good people that work behind the counter and they do a good job, but yeah, it was not worth $16. While you guys are having steaks at one of my favorite Italian restaurants in all of Atlanta.
It was amazing. And I say that to say we're sitting there and we kept looking up like, oh, Braves score again.
Right.
But I'm not sure what to say about this offense right now. Braves, by the way, are in last place. You mentioned this, 1-8. Phillies are first place. They're 7-2
we're
coming in here tomorrow.
We're six games out.
It's already. This is what I've been saying.
I mean, they haven't even teed off the Masters, and the Braves are six games out of first place.
it's kind of hard
to wrap your head around.
This is my concern, Mike. Right. I said April matters. We cannot just cruise through April and be like, oh, you're going to look up and be 10 out. And then you're going to be like, well, we got plenty of season left. Do you guys know how hard it is to make up 10 games in the major leagues? Now, having that issue early is certainly better than having it late. But we got to find a way to put some series wins together. Now, again, we had won yesterday. Don't know. But we split with the Marlins. And I just don't know what you guys think about the offense. Hit us up, by the way. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. It's Dukes and Bell 929. And follow the radio show, or the station that is, at 929 The Game. Thank you for being here, listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show. Mike, speaking of the Masters, we got to put this out there. We're going up Wednesday, practice round day, for the Masters. Obviously, it starts Thursday. Now, we're going to have a lot of Masters conversation, but we're going up to Augusta. We're actually going to be at the Twin Peaks up there in Augusta. So if you're headed that way or you're up there, maybe you're
waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Staying, maybe you got passes. And Mike and I were just talking about this. This is one of, we live here, right? Imagine being a golf fan around the country and trying to get your hands on one of these passes, Mike. And people are willing to do almost anything. And here's the deal. You know, they have such strict rules at Augusta about reselling passes and all the things that, that will get you kicked out. So the people who have access to this stuff have to be very, very careful. But if you get a chance to go, and we say this every year, go. It's it should be on your bucket list of sporting events.
You went back in 21. I haven't been in over 13 years. I haven't been since 2012, my last Masters. But I feel bad for Bunk because today with the practice rounds canceled because of the storms and the weather. Andy's out there with a Masters badge for today, which sucks. Now, again, Andy's got a laundry list of people he's got to buy hats and gear for. Because the one good news, the good thing is when you go to Masters, if you're in there Monday, they got everything. By Thursday and sometimes Friday, Saturday,
this is true.
Some of the stuff you want is gone. But, man, yeah, just feel for these guys. We have the par three on Wednesday. I was offered a badge, but I just can't justify the cost knowing that I got to skedaddle and get over it. Not that I'm complaining. We're going to be at Twin Peaks.
No, I got you.
In Augusta. But, yeah, man, it's a special time of the year. And hopefully all the funky weather, it's over with and that's it. And then everything else will be, you know, smooth sailing the rest of the week.
Yeah. Let's hope so. I looked at the weather forecast. It is going to be cooler.
Right?
I mean, which is great because it was hot those last couple of days before these storms blew in. But I think by the end of the weekend, it's going to be cooler, which should play well. It's going to be beautiful. We know that. And, you know, as we said, as we get up there on Wednesday, we'll be talking more about the golf specifics. And, you know, but everybody's looking at Rory, Mike, because he's got two wins already. Everybody is looking at Rory to do this.
Scottie Scheffler, Rory, some of the usual suspects, Billy Horschel. I think Morikawa is one of the guys who's been scoring well. So keep an eye on all that. And if you're doing a Calcutta, and for young guys, that's basically where you get a bunch of dudes together and you bid and you have to pay a little extra for your guy to win, but it all goes in the kitty and you get a chance to win some loot. But I would definitely go with you gonna go against Scotty?
No, I can't. I can't. Listen, he's trying to go back to back. He's won two of the last three. I thought the arrest at last year affected him. No. Right? He was on a roll.
Oh yeah.
And then that happened. And my point is, I still think he's playing. He's not playing the best golf right now. But in this situation. Right. I think he's got the ability to go back there and win. And if he does back-to-back, again, you're talking about elite company now winning back-to-back Masters.
And don't forget, guys, we don't get to see anymore because nobody literally watches LIV Golf. The ratings prove that. Bryson DeChambeau and Phil Mickelson and John Rahm and Brooks Koepka as well.
It'll be great to see him, though.
Right?
I mean, I haven't watched any of those events.
Nope.
Hey, man, we're coming back. We got plenty more to dive into. Daily downloads on the way. What's the latest Hawks win? We'll tell you about that. And he stepped away Friday at the end of our show, and Mike and I were like, wow. Okay, we reflect a little bit today. We'll do it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hanging out at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, it is Dukes and Bell, national championship tonight. Florida folks hitting us up already. Florida's going to win this game. They may. Listen, I think it's a toss-up. It's why it's a one-point spread, guys.
I mean, you got guys, both teams have been around. You got veterans, you got transfers, you got young studs. I do like the idea of Houston because, as you said, they've come up so close so many times.
Yeah.
But certainly, Kelvin Sampson, you know, he's a guy that has paid his dues. As we talked about, I think it was last week, the ticky-tack nonsense when he was at Oklahoma about text messages. Now with the world of NIL, the stuff that he got over, it just seems ridiculous. But now you got a guy who's proven that he's, you know, always got the great. There's sort of the sum of its parts. I think you see a lot of articles written about how they are – the ultimate team, as opposed to some teams which are more about the individuals. I thought, you know, if and by the way, did Johnny Broome look healthy to you?
He did not.
He still looks so gimpy at times. Mike, you know, using his left hand because just that right was not right.
I didn't feel like. First of all, I thought they went away from him, and I was talking to a college guy this weekend about this. I thought they went away from him in the second half. They had to lean into him, but I also thought, to your point, that he didn't have his full. Array of shots that he normally could go to, right, because of that injury. So, listen, I'm not going to make excuses. Auburn had the game. They were in control, and then they lost it. And you said it. I still felt like they were going to be able to pull it out. But I just felt like that. Yeah, he had such a good first half, and then I think he had 3 or 4 points in the second half. It just wasn't enough.
And it just seems like, you know, how we talked about the Duke sort of scoring drought. Florida just doesn't miss threes, right? When Florida needs a big three, a big momentum shift, boom.
Well,
they
that
just
kid,
drop that, they drop those threes.
That Clayton Jr. kid, Walt Clayton Jr., this kid, I don't know what his NBA perspective looks like, but, boy, he can shoot that thing. I mean, this guy's got 30 points. He had 30 in the Elite Eight, 30 going into the final in the Final Four, and he's as hot as anybody right now. So I get it. Florida fans are like, "Hey, we got the we're playing our best basketball," and they just might be. We're going to talk more about it along the way as we're live here at Twin Peaks, guys. Also, we'll talk to our buddy coming up at 4 o'clock, Mike. Second scrimmage for the Dogs this weekend. A lot of people talking about it. Now, the media was not allowed in, so this is all kind of secondhand stuff that we get. But the folks that are there are watching the same things that we would be.
Right.
And they want to see if these guys are catching the ball, how the defense, you know, looks. Not all the starters necessarily played, but Connor Riley's going to stop by from Dog Nation. We'll talk to him about that.
And the biggest fear, I think, for Georgia fans is who comes out of this spring game when they do play it and stays, and who maybe
leaves.
Transfers out because they – and that's – and how does Kirby and the coaching staff sort of massage that? Go, no, there's a role for you here in Georgia. We're going to coach you hard. Or, no, I'm just going to go make 10 grand more and go across the street. You know, hope that's not the case.
I do. I hope you're right. The portal, by the way, to Mike's point, opens up April 16th.
Right.
So they play Saturday. And then all of a sudden, if you realize, well, you're not going to get as much playing time, maybe you want out, you're going to see the portal go crazy again. And this is across the country. It's not just, you know, with SEC. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, we'll get to that. And also, Mike, we don't talk a lot of hockey. Obviously, we want hockey back in our city.
Yes.
We think it's going to happen at some point. But to dismiss what Ovechkin did this weekend, we can't. I mean, you're talking about Gretzky. I know for Mike and I – and I know you have your favorite hockey players, but
right.
it's, you know, when you talk about the all-time leading scorer in Gretzky, as much as I love Ovechkin, Ovi's been great. He's one of the all-time greats. I think he's top five. But he doesn't replace Gretzky for me.
No. And guys, I think if you're not a hockey – you know, hockey fans know this, but if you're not a hockey fan, basically put it this way. Think of a guy who's a point guard who also has all the goals, who scores – has the scoring record. You know, think of like Oscar Robertson in his prime. Gretzky did everything. Gretzky he's got more assists than Ovechkin could even hope to see, and will never even come close to. And that's why Gretzky is still the greatest of all time. But Ovechkin, like, it's still a milestone not to be poo-pooed because, you know, and the NHL embraced it, and there was a lot of coverage about it. But, yeah, Ovechkin, to call him a one-trick pony, that's not being fair. Because he's obviously an elite scorer, and he did bring them home a Stanley Cup championship. So it's not like empty calories. Remember, the Caps did win the Cup.
They did.
You know, and that was always the bugaboo. It saw the albatross around his neck. He brought home a championship. But Gretzky is still at another level. But he is now, Ovechkin is the all-time goal scorer, and you can never take that away.
No, and Gretzky has embraced it, by the way.
He's not been a jerk
about this.
I was surprised at first how he was going to handle that, but he did. He did embrace it.
So that happened yesterday, and he had a chance to break the record the other night, and it was an open net. He decided not to do it because he didn't want to go out that way and make it, you know, that
right.
that he did not want to get this record that way. And I had a lot of respect for him, but a lot of people talking about this particular milestone, which is incredible. He makes history, and it helps hockey. Hockey's had two really big moments this year.
Right.
Right? The Nations
Cup
event.
Right.
And this. And I'm saying this because this is the kind of stuff that either brings you to the sport or you go, hey, if you've never seen Ovi or watched Ovechkin, he's been playing a long time. But to Mike's point, he's been in one place, the Capitals, all his entire career.
Four Nations was unbelievable. And just to and give you more perspective on this, when you look at where he is, when you take up points, so that's goals and assists, okay, because you get that adds up cumulatively. Gretzky, Jagr, Messier, Gordie Howe, you know, Steve Yzerman, Mario Lemieux, Sidney Crosby's ninth. Ovechkin comes in 11th in total points.
That's the difference.
So that's the difference.
That's the difference.
Now, you again, if you're looking for – and he's not like he's a goal hanger, although that's – critics like Don Cherry would call him a goal hanger. He's Russians. But no, but just to give you a – he's not better than Gretzky. He's not better than Gordie Howe. He's not better than – that's why. It's the total package.
All right. And congratulations.
But it's a hell of an accomplishment.
No doubt about it. All right, Big O's back at the studio handling things for us today. We got to get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
Brave split with the Marlins. That game that was rained out yesterday will be made up in August, should I say. They haven't announced the actual date, but that's it's going to be made up in August. We'll talk with Grant more about it. But the split, it felt good, but didn't it, you know, because we didn't win the series and the way that we lost on.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings, which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Saturday, right. Mike, it didn't feel great. Snit, though, did give credit to A.J. Schauber, who said he thought he kept him in the game. Schauber, by the way, is 0-2. He pitched 4 2/3 innings. He only gave up 3 runs, but here's Snit talking about it.
You know, he kept us in the game. You know, we got a score, and he's learning. I mean, he's learning every time out. You know, it's hard to do that here. And, you know, and I know we're in a big swing and miss type industry right now, but you still better command a fastball and make it play too if you're a starting pitcher, I think.
Well, this goes back to, and it's funny because at the ballpark at the Chop House, Randon, give a shout out to Al.
Okay.
Al listens to us actually just up the street in Kennesaw.
All right.
And he goes, you'll probably call me one of those old farts you make fun of on the radio. I said, Al, I'd never do that. And he goes, I hate this stinking launch angle crap. But that's the world we live in.
It's
strikeout, it's walker, it's home run. And that's, you know, and his Hires approach, I think it was the same approach when he was with teams that won World Series. So you look at it, Harris is batting 242. Ozuna's up to 240. Olsen's batting 233. Had the home run on Friday night. But there's still a lot of struggles, man. And one guy, you know, Nick Allen, coming back to earth a little bit now. That was a nice story for a few days. You're hoping they'll catch fire. And Austin Riley is still struggling. He took an 0-for on the loss on Saturday.
11 strikeouts, guys. That's not good. Runners in scoring position, 0-for-9. That's not good.
But you know what Chipper always says? Go to center field. Make the contact.
Opposite.
Get the barrel of the bat on the ball and just take it. But we never do. That's what Al, and you're not an old fart, Al. You're very, very cogent, and you made very astute comments about what's going on with the Braves.
Good stuff. Hey, Al, thanks for listening, man. Braves back at it tomorrow. Today's an off day. Phillies in town. Should be an interesting series. Let's get to story number two. Hawks win 147-134 over the Jazz, and they should have. Jazz ran out 5 guys, Mike, I've never seen. I mean, like, I literally were like, who are these dudes? Did they just pick these cats up at Hartsfield? Like, who are these guys? They ran them out there. We own the glass. Walker Kessler has killed us over this season and last season. He wasn't playing, so we own the boards. And Okongwu had a huge game, 27 points, 12 boards. Trey had 23 and 15. But this is what I expected. The Jazz are not any good.
No, the only guy you might remotely know is Colin Sexton, local kid, of course,
correct,
played at Bama. But there's a bunch of dudes you never heard of. Johnny Juzang? Am I supposed to know who that is? I don't know. Anyway, good to see them light it up. Hawks did blow doors in basically the first half. Here's the thing, though. Where we are now, you fall in a game behind.
That's
unfortunately,
right.
The Magic for the seventh seed. And for those who don't remember, it's a little convoluted. Seven plays eight. The loser of that plays the winner of the 9-10 at home. So you don't want to – I prefer to be seven. You know, I don't want to be eight. I want to be seven.
I want to be right.
But we'll see where this one goes, because I think you could make the argument, especially based on the last time we played the Heat, we could very easily lose to the Heat. You know, we could lose any of these teams, you know, that are in the same mix we're in.
7, 8, 9, 10. Here's Quinn Snyder. He thought we played a lot tougher yesterday than we did the other night.
Well, I think, you know, the physicality of last night's game, you know, tonight's every game's different, obviously, but I thought, you know, we were a lot tougher with the ball. And as a result, took care of it better, and that was reflected in some of the assist numbers.
Yeah, and again, Trey with 15, Dyson had 19. I thought it was a good night. Vitek, he had 5 3-pointers. So, it was, again, good game. Tomorrow, it's Orlando, and that is a big game for our Hawks as they, you know, continue to 7, 8, 9, 10. Mike's talking about it. You got to stay there. Let's hear Trey Young, by the way, Mike. He said, I don't want to just get in the play-in. Listen to this.
You're still not even technically part of the postseason. I mean, some people think you may be, but for me, it's not. It's the playoffs, so I don't even want to think about the postseason until we get into the play-in. I know we're locked into the play-in, but we still got to win some games there. So we got to figure out how to get ourselves in a good position when we get into the play-in to get a win and move on to the postseason.
He wants to be to your point, right? We say this.
Right.
How do you feel about the play-in? Okay, yeah, you are in the playoffs, but
it's not the playoffs.
He wants to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, in the big stage. You want to be seen nationally taking on the Celtics or the Cavs.
That's right.
Almost like the Celtics. But, yeah, man, we know what he's capable of. We've seen him in the play-in game where he took it over in Charlotte, beat Cleveland a couple years ago. That got us a trip to Miami, and we lost in five.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. We're coming back. We'll let you hear Walter Clayton on his big day. Walter Clayton Jr. is the star guard for Florida. We're also going to come back. We'll hear from John Shire at Duke. Mike, they choked this game away over the weekend. He gave the ball to his best player, Cooper Flagg, who did not hit the final shot to take the lead. We'll let you hear Flagg as well, and something from Calvin Sampson as well. Tonight, national championship game here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell. It is Dukes and Bell. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, hanging out on a Monday. I know you guys like Monday, usually Friday. Hey, they've got the national championship game tonight. We're
right.
Carrying the game live right here as we've been your home throughout the course of the tournament, and it culminates tonight in San Antonio. As we said, it should be a good game. But, Mike, let's take a look back at some of the things that happened over the weekend. I think Duke choked this game away. You're up 14 with the best player in the country.
Right.
You should lose this game. But Houston never gave up. They were relentless with their pressure and their defense. And they fought back into this game. And again, you know, you get a steal on an inbounds play, Mike. That's just a mental gaffe by Duke. And so as we were talking about, you know, how this game played out, everybody's going to talk about, you know, what Duke didn't do. And you said it. Give credit to Houston. They took the game.
I mean, and as you said, it sort of becomes, hey, did they choke? Well, a team with all of Duke's talent goes 5 minutes without scoring? You know, and then later on, blowing that lead and just watching Houston just play clutch. You know, you talked about the inbounds and some of those things. You're like, that's something that Duke should – I mean, you know what the fun part of it was? Watching Krzyzewski just, like, slow burn.
No, Shire, no. I never would have lost a game like that. Not my beloved Duke.
So that was kind of fun. But that's what I believe Krzyzewski's inner voice sounds like.
It does. It does.
Oh, no. Shire, what are you doing? No.
But, they blew it. But
yeah.
As we said, Houston's got veterans. They got dudes that been there, done that, made their shots. I mean, both games were exciting. Auburn, you just felt like you kind of let them off the hook if you're Auburn
yeah.
with the Gators. But, yeah, Duke, I mean, that's one that's going to – that probably stings about as bad as when they lost to UConn all the way back in 99.
Wow, that, now you're taking me back.
Trajan Langdon bringing up the ball, turns it over.
Yeah, the Alaskan assassin, Trajan Langdon. Hey, Big O, let's hear John Shire. This is the head coach of Duke. And, by the way, I think he's really good. Duke's not going anywhere. They're going to be back. But again, Mike talks about this. You gotta grab the brass ring, man. If you got the best player in the country, you're in a chance to win the Final Four and go play tonight, and you're up that many points, 14, 9, 7, at various points in the second half, and the lead kept dwindling. Here is Shire, then I'm going to let you hear Cooper Flagg talk about what happened at the end.
I feel we were one of one in terms of the way we put this thing together. It's been a magical ride. We believed with everything we had, we were going to win a championship here. And I feel for them because they're competitive and they're going to think about plays. I didn't help them enough. And that's where my mind goes. And I couldn't be more proud of them, though. This is part of it. This is part of it, unfortunately. You know, we haven't been in a lot of those games. And we've watched a lot of game situations and practiced. And that's where I wish I could have helped them more.
Yeah, I mean, you can coach all you want and prepare. You just don't know how guys are going to react once the pressure hits and all of a sudden, turnover, three, turnover, missed shot, follow-up dunk. All of a sudden, now we're down. We were up seven, and now all of a sudden it's a two-point, one-point game. You don't know how guys are going to react, and that's what he's talking about. Like, you can prepare all you want. But everybody's like, they just need to get the ball in, and they throw it away.
No, but that's, as we know, pressure. We've seen teams like we're here in Atlanta. We know all about not being able to handle pressure. But in the case of Houston and Duke, I just thought, you know, you've got guys, as we said, that have been there, made things happen. When you look at the play-by-play, you see these gaps. As we said, a team with all that talent should never go 5.5 minutes without scoring.
Well, and here's the other thing, Mike. Get the ball to Flagg.
Right.
Go ahead and do your thing.
At least get him to the stripe. Let Houston foul.
Something. Like, you can't have a player like that. And, guys, I'm not overhyping him. You will see, if you're not watching, this Flag kid's going to be legit in the NBA. I'm not telling you he's going to be LeBron, but he's going to be a really good damn player. And the whole point is that's why you have those guys on your team. Coaches call them bucket getters, Mike. Give the ball to your bucket getters. Let's go get a bucket. I need one. You got it? No problem. It's like the kid at Maryland, you know, give me the damn ball. You need those guys, and that's why when you go that long without a bucket, or do you credit Houston's defense in saying, hey, they just put the clamps on these guys, and they weren't able to do jack.
Right on. And we mentioned earlier L.J. Crier, who had been part of the Baylor championship team.
Yes.
So he knows what it's like to handle those pressure moments. You know, hits the big three. That was sort of the drive when they were down like 14, hit that big three-pointer. And that's what we talked about earlier. Seemed like the Florida three-pointers were backbreakers against Auburn and Houston and went the other way. But, yeah, man, and Houston also has got a combination of guys that can get inside. It's more like it's a sum of all parts. Where Cooper Flagg, it's almost like maybe Duke was too reliant on Cooper Flagg.
Oh, Cooper Flagg. Let's hear Flagg. He got the final shot, by the way, at least Duke's final shot. He had a chance to take the lead. I thought he got a good look. He, like, spins to the lane. It's contested. He leaves it short. Here's Flagg on that shot.
It's the play. Coached you up. Took it into the paint. I thought I got my feet set. Rose up. Left it short, obviously. But, I mean, it's a shot I'm willing to live with in the scenario. Pulling up on the rim. Trust the work that I put in.
There was a video of him, somebody, I guess, found it, I guess, taking his frustrations out on Titleist. He was at the Duke golf course on the practice tee. Somebody had the video of Cooper Flagg just rah, wailing on golf balls today.
It makes sense. All right, let's talk about Calvin Sampson. He's the head coach of Houston, 69 years old. It's been the three Final Fours. We talked about Houston not being able to get it done. And this is not Sampson. This is like the entire last, you know, three decades, going back to the early 80s of Phi Slam Majama, where they just not had a chance. They've been the seventh. This is their seventh Final Four now for the University of Houston. Here's Sampson talking about his team, Mike.
I hear what people say. Duke's great. John Shire is awesome. But don't sleep on Houston. Don't sleep on Houston. We weren't 34-4 playing in the Toy Poodle League. We were 19-1 in the Big 12. Playing in the Big 12 helped us. Shout out to my Big 12 brother, Coach Brett Yormark, and all the great coaches in the Big 12.
Kelvin Sampson, as we said, a guy I'm kind of pulling for because I think most Georgia fans don't want to see those Lizards get a national championship, especially with that coach who dodged the Title IX investigation, which I'm still a little dubious about. But either way,
he did.
Yes, we'll be pulling for, at least I am, pulling for the Cougars tonight, and we'll see where it goes. But I think one thing for sure, we should have a great game. any one of these four teams could have and certainly deserved to be there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, it just – the Duke thing was so hard to wrap your head around, but fun to watch.
All number one seed. Speaking of Florida, Will Clayton Jr., watch him tonight. He's been unbelievable in this tournament. Arguably the best player, I think, Mike, of all these players, including Cooper Flagg. He put 30 on you know, the other night against Auburn, and it was like you wouldn't have even known. He hit 34 points, and you're like, this guy had missed a shot. Here's what he said about his big day.
I just got a bunch of guys around me that trust me, and I say it all the time, man. Them guys trust me to take those shots. You know, some nights they fall, and tonight was one of those nights.
Yeah, everything was falling. To put it in perspective, he scored 30 back-to-back games. Last guy in the NCAA tournament to do that was a guy named Larry Bird, 79. So this kid is scoring at a high clip, and he's why Florida is where they are. They win that game against Auburn 79-73. Mike, Bruce Pearl said he thought his kids looked fatigued in the second half. I don't want to make excuses, Auburn fans, but here's what your head coach said about his team in the second half of this game.
Florida, credit for coming out with great effort and energy, but we did look fatigued in the second half. I thought we played great basketball in the first half. We executed everything we wanted to do, but did not take care of the ball in the second half. We turned it over too much, led to a lot of transition, and that was the difference.
Yeah, we talked about how Florida seemingly always hitting those big threes. Is it a different story if Broome is 100%?
I do. I feel they're never going to say that because they played him. Right. If he didn't play, then obviously he's hurt. But they cleared him. They didn't make a big deal of it. And then he gets in the game. It just didn't look like the dude I watched all season in the SEC.
No. And Walter Clayton Jr., you mentioned him earlier, how money he was, you know, for Florida. It was funny watching Barkley on the broadcast, Charles basically standing up the whole time, going bananas on their set down in San Antonio. But isn't it funny how you flip the courts in the second half and things somehow don't seem to drop? But Auburn, I thought, yeah, looked a little fatigued. I was more focused on Broome. I don't think their energy looked, to the naked eye, looked bad. I just thought Broome did not look like 100%.
Yeah, Florida took control. So tonight we get the championship game. Well, listen, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the women's championship, which happened yesterday. But it was a blowout. And because of that, it's not going to garner the attention that it has over the last couple of years when these games were closer. Had nothing to do with Caitlin Clark. Paige Beckers is great for UConn.
But Caitlin really moved the needle.
She did. Yeah. She did. But Beckers was coming in, for those who don't remember, she was like the number one high school player coming out. And when she went to UConn, everybody said, they're going to win four in a row. That's how good Paige Beckers is. And then she got hurt. And she got hurt again. And every year it's been something. So finally, she's going to put on a ring. But, Mike, this is, you know, Gino, what is this? Is it 12th or 11th championship? Whatever it is, it's crazy.
Been a while since he's won one, so the insufferable Gino Auriemma wins another national championship.
Oh,
it's been a minute.
Man. So I say that to say, yes, we're aware of the women's game. I support it, but the game was a blowout. It wasn't a game. Like, starting the second half, things just got away from South Carolina. Yeah. And Don Staley's done an amazing job, but I just thought the game would be more competitive, and it wasn't.
According to – this is from SI.com – ratings were down 64% because it was such a big one with Caitlin Clark last year. UCLA, South Carolina, Texas, UConn, all of them, averages 3.9 viewers. So down big from a number that was never going to be reached without the phenomenon that was Caitlin Clark.
And you had that rivalry going on with LSU. I mean, there was just so many things that were at play. The numbers were outrageous last year, $24 million at its peak.
Right.
Which was, you know, you're talking about the most watched game college pro since 2019 last year for the women who started the game at the same time. Either way, that's how it played out this weekend. We'll see what happens tonight. Mike and I have a lot more to get to coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, guys, in our 4th and 1. He made the decision, ironically, on 404 day to say he's out. And we're talking about Julio Jones. So this happened late in the show on Friday. Mike and I were at Murph's. Anybody that came through, thank you guys for hanging out with us. I'm not sure what's going on with this offense. We'll talk more about that because we didn't score anything on Saturday. But Mike and I both were like, Julio retires. He last played with the Eagles in 2023. So basically last year he chilled and we didn't even realize.
And that's why, as we said on the show on Friday, I thought Julio had retired. And the only reason it's important for Falcon fans is as soon as the paperwork's turned in, then you would be eligible. Basically, he lost a year of eligibility. Not you're still eligible, but it's going to be another year chronologically.
Correct.
We've got to wait another, you know, it's going to be 5 full years until he can be eligible for Canton.
Yes. Now, I think he's the first ballot Hall of Famer. But to Mike's point, as Falcon fans, we've got to wait for that. It's the thing with Matt Ryan, Mike. He waited to get his paperwork put in, but that had a lot to do with him, the folks still owing him money.
Right.
And he didn't want to make it official until he got all of that squared away. But Either way, we're going to talk about Julio Jones, and there's a lot of other NFL stuff going on because we're counting down to the draft. Mike and I were just having a conversation here at Twin Peaks about what the top of this draft kind of is starting to look like. We're basically 2.5 weeks away, and you start to get a sense like, okay, pro days are pretty much wrapped up, especially at the top of this draft, with what teams need and what they think they're where they think they're going to go.
We'll dive into it because we, as you said, 17 days away from Thursday night, we'll be at Mercedes-Benz.
Yes.
On the field, man. Looking forward to draft coverage right here on 99 of the Game, your home of the Falcons. But, yeah, the word from Nashville, and they are definitely and Cleveland now kind of like, okay, who's doing what? But it looks like Cam Ward for sure is going to be going to the Titans.
Feels that way. It does. And I don't know if he did anything more to secure that outside the pro day and having the, you know, the moxie he did. I've solidified it. All the things he said. But I don't think the pro day sold them. I feel like everybody has been on Cam and saying that they feel like he's the best quarterback. I also don't think Shador Sanders hurt himself Friday when they had his pro day. I thought he helped himself, made all the throws, looked good throwing the ball deep. But these first couple of picks are going to set the tone. And hopefully, guys, listen, I hope nobody takes – one of these defensive guys we're looking at to like 9. Okay?
Well, that's just it. I mean, it sounds like if you get this run of offensive linemen, and that's why guys like over the weekend at the Braves game, guys, are you really serious, you and Carl, about the offensive line?
Yes.
Well, even if they're not, the Falcons are doing what they should be doing because they're creating a sense that, hey, they may be in the mix for an offensive tackle, even if they're not, because maybe we can get somebody who's thinking we're going to steal one to come up and we could trade down, get more stuff, and still get our big edge rusher. So it's a little gamesmanship, if nothing else. Or we really are looking at a tackle because we don't believe in McGarry.
Which you're fine with. Yeah. You're okay.
Right.
You've been saying
I personally have
you're
like
fine
upgrade
with.
Over there.
Yeah, I'm like, if you're screaming defense and we go offense, I think you're going to have a lot of Falcon fans like, what? All right, we're coming back. How good was he? No, seriously. How good was he? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.